it was awesome. I'm sure you guys felt it too, just having the fans here as a part of this. They're such an important part of what we're doing. We feel their connection as coaches and players, and I know they do too. So it was our first taste this offseason to, you know, be out in front of them and show them some of the new looks that we have, the new style, you know, new players, how we're featuring them, how we're fitting. So there are definitely some diehards that were on the hill today. It was a hot day, so we were pumped that they were here. And injury-wise, Chris Chester was back for some individual today. Grady Jarrett was back for some individual today. So those were some that hadn't participated up in any of the OTAs. They've been working, and we are just like the normal, you know, back-to-play procedure. They'll have a little bit of individual, and then we'll decide the teamwork as we go. As far as the practice went today, we had a big emphasis on move the ball and a two-minute at the end. We wanted to specifically put that two-minute at the end so we could really tax the guys when it was at the most difficult. And there was good back and forth. The move the ball portion was, again, the kind of same deal. Coaches off. Let's see what we've learned over the nine practices. So that'll be some of the norm here over the next couple days, especially with the young players. What do they know? What can they do? And we're in good shape. You know, the guys have worked extremely hard through the OTAs to put themselves in a really good position for this camp to head into a terrific offseason. And with that, I'll open it up to your questions regarding the minicamp.
Coach, the rookie linebackers, how are they doing? It looked like they were with the first team today.
Yeah, both of them were, and that's part of by design. Like, for all the young players, at some point in time, they're going to be up with the first group. And whether at linebacker or receiver or offensive line, we want to find out what a guy can do. And so that's our time to find that. So we tell the players in advance, hey, be ready, because at some point in this OTA, everybody's been up with that group. How do you handle yourself when you're in that huddle? And that's an important part of the learning process for them as well. So we're pleased with their development up to this point. Along with Coach Ulbrich, those rookie linebackers, they put in work. And, you know, there's still a lot to go. But the work ethic, the mindset of what they're doing, how hard they want to work for their teammates, it's a pretty good linebacker group, you know, when you're talking about Ulbrich and, I'm saying Wheeler and Warlow and Spoon, guys who've played a lot of ball to help bring them along, too.
And getting Austin Hooper back today from his academic situation, how was that for the offensive guys?
Yeah, we're excited. I'll go back in and see the film on Hoop and see where he's at. He worked hard in terms of being off. He wasn't able to participate in the OTAs. That doesn't mean there wasn't learning taking place. There's nothing that can replace the on-field work. So for him, he'll be tired from come Thursday. We'll give him a lot of reps and a lot of turns to see where he's at heading into training camp. But it looked, you know, good so far on the first day without looking at the film, you know, to react to it.
Goodwin got a pick during the 2-minute drill.
In that transformation that we've brought him from receiver to corner, the instincts and the ball skills, like you would imagine, are there. He's got terrific speed, and now the next phase for him, he's put the work in OTAs, and now is the tackling. You know, that's the part that has to come to life, and we really won't know about that until we get into the preseason games. He's somebody that's caught our eye for sure, and so we're anxious for him. We've taken him to a certain step, and now for him it's going to be the next step as we get into training camp and he gets to go compete in games.
Coach, how is Vic adjusted to that move?
It certainly does, and so playing Vic at sandbacker or nickel end, we're just trying to find that versatility. We're doing it with a couple of guys this spring. Can they play nickel? Can they play corner? Can they play linebacker? Can they play DN? Brooks Reed can certainly play sandbacker. Courtney Upshaw, we know Ken, so we felt it was important the time to put in with Vic now. The pass rush is still the main emphasis for him, and that's where it'll continue to be. Yeah, and for a new player coming in like Shelby, he doesn't know the system. So guys like Jackson and Babineau who can help bring them along to say, this is what this call means. This might be what Dan's thinking in this situation. So having that type of peer mentorship where it's lateral to lateral can be just as important as guys to look up to, because anytime you come into a new team, there's things to learn. And we've got a really tight group. They've worked extremely hard this offseason. They're pulling for one another. This mini camp is kind of the culmination of that hard work, so we can put the off-season part to rest in a couple days here, and then we'll focus on training camp. But I honestly could not be more pleased in terms of the effort, the attitude, the intensity that these men have approached their off-season.
How has Matt Schaub's presence changed practice, and just how Matt Schaub's presence, how has it changed practice, Matt Ryan's progression? Just maybe does it take a burden off him in practice now that he's communicating something?
I don't know if it's necessarily a burden where it's one thing over another, but what Matt has is Schaub, I'm talking about, is terrific experience. So if there's another way to look at something, then he's seen it. If there's another coverage that, you know, this is another way, I've done it in the past, he can certainly bring that up. Matt Ryan totally has his world in order, so he doesn't necessarily need, you know, the technique tips, but anytime, man, you're right there arm in arm with a guy who's been, you know, in your shoes, so to speak, it's a real help. We have, and so we worked Schweitzer in a good bit today at right guard. We've worked Compton in there some today. We've worked Person in there some, so we really want to make that competition, you know, come to life at that position. And so for that to happen, it's going to happen in training camp, Vaughn. It'll also happen in the preseason games where we'll rotate that, you know, around a little bit to find the best combination for us. But, yeah, we have been encouraged by those guys inside.
And what do you think about Chris Chester when he hasn't played
here? I'd say he's getting close to it now because he was cleared for on-field work. And it's more of a coaching decision to say, I want to keep working your strength because Chris, more than anybody, has probably the most experience in the system. So I want to make sure his strength is back full speed. He's chomping at the bit to get some team reps. I want to keep working that individual, see where his conditioning's at with the group before we put him into the team setting. But we anticipate him being, you know, fully functional. He's pretty much, you know, at that point right now.
You were pretty adamant in saying that you wanted to add speed this offseason. Now that you've had a couple weeks, are you seeing it on the field? And what are some of the cases where specifically seen that speed?
We have seen the speed come to life, and we may have not felt it the first day or two. That's where some of the thinking goes on, and am I in the right spot or am I in the right thing? I'm talking about defensively. And now that the system is fully in place, there's no new calls that are going to go in between now and training camp. Can I do it, you know, reps over and over again? That's when a person becomes really dangerous, when I keep working the same skill over and over and over and over, and I got it. And I can play even faster. When you do a multitude of things, I can do this okay and this okay and this okay. You never really become a master at something. So that's what, honestly, we're trying to push on to these young guys as fast as we can. We've seen probably in specifically in our coverage when we're playing our zone defense, that's when the speed's coming to life. I've certainly felt it, you know, at our defensive line position with Shelby, Claiborne, Beasley, you know, in as a group. I felt their presence. Those are probably some of the ones I think our running backs look especially quick. With Coleman and Freeman, they're a handful to cover out of the backfield. They're a handful when they break some of the long runs. So those are probably some specifics as far as speed goes.
Speaking of veterans, I know you said Tyson Jackson, second year in the system. You know, he's coming along well. So how's his pass rushing ability? Because how you want to work on that?
He did want to work on that. So we've moved Tyson from defensive end, and this year we're trying him at defensive tackle. So when you're playing that spot, we're counting on a little more rush from that position. So he's worked hard on that. His weight's down. He looks fit. So that versatility, where do we play Shelby? We're playing him at some end, some nickel tackle, and we're also doing that versatility with Tyson. So that's where we're heading.
And I know you were out there with him in individual drills, and you said gain the last yard. So what exactly does that really mean as far as, you know, just trying to get them?
Yeah, and it's a friend of ours who named Stuart Lancaster, who is a national rugby coach and a terrific one. Gaining the last yard might be it's about to finish. And it could be in tackling where that last yard, that contact that's about to happen, how can you gain that? When the two, you know, collisions happen, how do you gain the last yard? So gaining the last yard, it's really a mindset. It's another way to say finish. How can you do that last yard better than the next guy? So for us, that mindset, that attitude, we just try to find different ways to pull it out of guys.